哎，你有没有听说啊？新来的那个人，他原来是我们上司的表弟。我怎么说呢？他刚毕业的学生就能来我们五百强了。大家还记得我们上一期节目吗？南京的一个女上司吐槽一位新人，而到最后才知道这位新人原来他是女上司的表弟 cousin， 难怪一直女上司一直替他说话呀。I'm sure he had a perfectly good reason， 我肯定他是有合理的理由的。这办公室的一些小道消息啊，那可是传得快得很。Office gossip is everywhere。Gossip 就是我们经常说的各种八卦新闻呐、啊，八卦。好事不出门，坏事传千里。经常我们在办公室内听到的各种关于谁谁谁升职了，还不是因为他跟那个上司关系好，对他的特殊照顾 ，preferential。那么 preferential 这个词呢，就是 prefer 它的形容词的形式，表示的就是优先的、优越的。Now we often say preferential treatment， 就是优越的对待、优待。那在对话中呢，出现的是它的副词的形式 preferentially。Preferentially， 那到底是谁照顾谁呢？ Let's listen to the conversation and find out why. Oh my god, do you see Jolie from sales just walk by? What a heifer, she's really let herself go. What? You didn't know? She's pregnant. No way, I didn't know she was married. Who said she was? Well, you didn't hear this from me, but she's been messing around with Richard. Oh my god, Richard!The finance director? Now that you mention it, I've noticed them making eyes at each other at meetings. They're probably playing footsie under the table. It just rubs me the wrong way, because Richard oversees budgeting and he has been treating Julie preferentially ever since. He has practically greenlighted everything things she has put forward. That would also explain the promotion that she got last quarter. I'm sure Richard put in a good word for her. She voted ahead of a lot of people more senior than her to get a position.It no doubt burned a lot of bridges. Wait, I thought office romance should be disclosed. Apparently not if it involves someone in upper management. So much for this place being a meritocracy. Anyways, we've probably been standing at this water cooler for 10 minutes. I'm going back to work. See you later at your cubicle. 在今天的对话中，我们学习了很多大量的关于怎么样去描述一些八卦的一些词汇。我们来看一下这些。First one, heifer.Heifer， 注意不要读 heifer， no， 这里 e 是没有发音的，所以读 heifer， 小母牛。Oversee， 重音在后面 ，oversee， 监视、监督，比如说监工 ，oversee work。Number three，footsie， 一般我们会用上一个表达 ，played footsie with somebody， 就是跟某人在桌子底下用脚互相挑逗 ，footsie。下一个 preferential。Preferential， 这里的重音呢是在第三个音节 ran 上面。Preferential， 优先的、优先选择的，比如 preferential treatment， 优待、优先的待遇。Next one，promotion，promotion 重音在第二个音节 ，promotion， 增进、提升。哎，这里的升职我们就可以用 get a promotion。Next one，vote，vote 做动词可以表示超过、超越。Disclose， 公开揭露什么东西，我们可以用 disclose。Meritocracy， 重音在 t 上面。Meritocracy， 很多世界五百强或者中国的五百强啊，都是用这种精英的管理制度来运营。Meritocracy， 或者表示贤能统治的社会。Water cooler。饮水机、茶水间，那么现在的一些公司里面一般都是饮水机为主 ，water cooler。那办公室的一些闲聊 gossip 也可以叫 water cooler chit chat， 在饮水机旁边的一些闲聊 water cooler chit chat。Okay, so in today's conversation, it's much more dramatic, right? Really exciting 啊，真的就像办公室里的那些八卦绯闻一样啊。那其中呢，必定就有大量的关于这种八卦如何去讨论啊，这样一些句式，我们今天可以学到非常有用的一些表达。我们来看一下第一句 ，Oh my God, did you see Julie from sales just walk by？ 先来看一下语音部分 ，Did you 连起来，这也是一个同化的现象。Did you see Julie from sales just 特别了 walk by？What a heifer，what a 连起来 ，what a heifer， 哎，这损人呢、啊。 She's really let herself go. She's 这个地方要读得很弱。She's really let herself go. 这么一说啊，让对方表示很诧异，对方就说到 What? What? 要有这种上升的语调，表示很惊讶。What? You didn't know? 你不知道吗 ？You didn't. 特省略了。She's pregnant. 她怀孕了。Ooh, that's a big news. She's pregnant. 这孩子是谁的？老爸是谁呢？No way! 听到这儿，哎呀，同事也不信了。不会吧？不可能吧 ？No way! I didn't know she was married. I didn't. 她省略不要了。I didn't know she was married. 我根本都不知道她结婚了，还生孩子了都。还是图样图森破呀 ？Who said she was? 同事就说了，谁说她结婚了呢 ？Who said? 的省略了。Who said she was? Well, you didn't hear this from me. Didn't. 她也不要了。You didn't hear this from me. 哎呀，你是没听我说呀。But she's been, but 特不要了。She's been messing around with. Okay, 可以连读 messing around with Richard. Okay, so they're messing around with each other, right? We do that sometimes, huh? 又爆了一个大新闻啊 ！Messing around with Richard. 同时又惊讶到 ，Oh my God, Richard, the finest director. Now that 特不要了。Now that you mention it, 连起来 Now that you mention it, 哎，你这么一说呀 I've noticed them making eyes at each other Making eyes, OK, 连起来 Making eyes at each, 两处连读 At each other I've noticed them making eyes at each other At meetings, 特省略不要了 At meetings 哎，你这么一说呀我还真想起来他们开会的时候总是眉来眼去的呀这还不是更糟的还有呢 They are probably playing footsie under the table 哎，他们还可能在桌子底下互相调情呢 Okay, and now the secret relief itself 那么现在秘密啊已经是真相大白了 It just rubs me Just 特不要了 It just really rubs me the wrong way Because Richard oversees budgeting 因为 Richard 啊他是负责预算的哈 Oversee okay, 监督监管 Budgeting 预算And he has been treating any H 省略不要了的连过去 And he has been 读得很快 And he has been treating Julie preferentially ever since 所以说他一直对 Julia 都一直特别的照顾 Preferentially 这里用的是他的副词形式 Ever since 一直以来非常照顾 Ever since 哦原来是对他照顾有加所以说呢他做任何事情都可以通过 He has practically greenlighted, 哎，给他开绿灯了，通行了。Greenlighted 在这里做动词 ，lighted 特不要了。Greenlighted everything things she has put forward 特不要了。He has practically greenlighted everything things she has put forward。这么一说呀，人人都明白了。That would also explain the promotion. That 特不要了。That would also 连起来。That would also explain.The promotion, 哎，她的这个升职，什么升职呢 ？That she got last quarter, 特两个特都不要。That she got last quarter, 难怪她上个季度还升职呢，这就说明了哈。That would also explain, 这是非常常用的一个句型。That would also explain the promotion that she got last quarter. I'm sure Richard put in a good word. Put in, 连起来 ，put in a, okay. I'm sure Richard put in a good word.Good word, 两个的都弱读 Good word for her. 哎，我肯定 Richard 跟他说好话了 Put in a good word for somebody. 给某人说好话。所以说啊，他就可以平步青云了呀。She vaulted ahead of, 连起来 Ahead of a, 后面再继续连 Head of a, lot of 再连 She vaulted ahead of a lot of people more senior than her to get that, 两个的都不读 Get that position.所以说呀他挤走了好多资历比他高的人 Senior 表示更高职位的更高级别的这一下来你肯定就得罪人了吧 It no doubt、哎、毫无疑问不用质疑 No doubt Burned a lot of、啊、连起来 It had no doubt burned a lot of bridges 你这样把别人的桥都给毁了把路都给别人断了你当然就得罪了人了惹暖了不少人了 WaitI thought office romance should be disclosed. 哎，等等，我以为办公室恋情 office romance, OK, 办公室的一些小浪漫恋情应该被告知呢， should be disclosed. Is office romance supposed to be known? I don't think so. 办公室恋情就应该被别人知道吗? Oh, not really. Apparently not. Apparently, 很明显 t 中间的 t 也要弱读，不要读 apparently， 这样就不好听。Apparently not. If 肯定不是这样。如果 if it 连起来 ，if it 后面再连 ，it involves。If it involves someone in upper management, 哎，那可就不一定了。如果你是跟高管谈恋爱，那就不一样了哈。If it involve 涉及到什么？涉及到谁呢 ？In upper management, 在高管当中 ，management 在这里我们可以表示管理层。In upper management, so much for this place being a meritocracy. So much for, 哎，这个短语我们经常在口语中也会见到 ，really colloquial, 非常口语化的一个表达。So much for 一般用在对话的结束结尾的时候，你可以说 OK, so much for this. 啊，行了，就这么多吧。啊，别的我们不说了。So much for this place being a meritocracy. Meritocracy. 这个后缀啊，一般就表示什么什么的制度。Meritocracy, 精英管理制度。好了，聊了这么多了，我们也该回去工作了。Anyways, we've probably been standing at, 连起来 standing at this water cooler for 10 minutes.哎，我们聊了这么久了，在饮水机旁边也站了有十分钟了呀。Water cooler 就是我们说的饮水机。I'm going back to work. 我也该回去工作了。Going back 用的也是现在进行时表将来。See you later at your cubicle. At your 连起来 at your cubicle. Cubicle 表示的就是我们办公室的小隔间 office cubicle. See you later at your cubicle.Okay, in today's collocations and use, we really do have a lot of tons of phrases that we can use to talk about romance, office gossip, or etc, etc. 在今天的对话中呢，我们确实是大饱眼福啊，能够了解了这么多的关于谈论一些办公室八卦、小道消息等等这些短语。我们来看一下 ,first one, let oneself go. Okay, if you let yourself go means you stop looking after yourself properly.For example, you're not caring about your appearance, you're not caring about how you look like, you're not caring about anything about yourself. 那么就是我们经常说的、哎、不顾形象了，不自顾了，引申一下就是说、啊、一蹶不振了、哎、呀自暴自弃啊，什么都不管不顾了。For example, he has let himself go since he lost his job. 自从失业后他就一蹶不振。Another example, if they're kindIf they care about you, they may want to know why you're letting yourself go. 如果他人好又关心你的话，会问你为何要自暴自弃。And the second phrase is mess around with somebody. So in this conversation, so she says, but she's been messing around with Richard. 在跟 Richard 鬼混呢。So mess around with somebody, meaning to have a sexual relationship with somebody.Especially something that you should not do. 那么就是经常说的乱搞鬼混啊。Yeah, so this is definitely something that we shouldn't do. Let's listen to some examples. She'd been messing around with another man. 她一直在跟别的男人鬼混。Don't think about messing around with a nouveau riche. Focus on what's important ahead of you. 别整天想着勾搭那些有钱人，想想你眼前的事儿吧。Nouveau riche.本意呢是一个法语 Nouveau rich 就在英语中就表示 The new rich 新贵人那些暴发户 And coming up next The third phrase is Make eyes at somebody Now she says Now that you mentioned it I've noticed that making eyes at each other at meetings 哎，这位同事又说了你这么一说啊我就想起来了他们在会上开会的时候还眉来眼去呢 Make eyes at somebody、We can also sayGive somebody the eye. 那么两个短语都表示跟某人眉来眼去。For example, he's definitely giving you the eye. 他肯定是在跟你眉来眼去呢。You see that guy over there? I'm pretty sure he was giving me the eye. 你看那家伙，我肯定他是在跟我眉来眼去呢。Move on to the next phrase we have, played footsie. And she says, they're probably playing footsie under the table.他俩可能还在桌子底下调情呢。So if you played footsie with somebody, of course, you would play footsie with somebody. So that means you touch someone's feet. lightly with your own feet. So usually as an expression of showing that you have interest in that person. 桌子底下互相调情，电影中经常出现这样的情节。Let's listen to some examples. It's hard to generalize whether play footsie with another man is cheating. 很难说跟别的男人在桌下互相挑逗算不算出轨。Hard to generalize. Generalize 表示概括，非常难概括，很难概括的说。Hard to generalize. Fed up with playing footsie with your missus?厌倦了跟爱人的调情吗？哎，这种语气啊，经常在广告中会出现。这种 fed up with something, come do it. Mrs. 在这里表示你的夫人、爱人或者女朋友、男朋友都可以。你的另一半 Mrs. 是一个比较口语化的表达。The next phrase is rub somebody the wrong way. So she says, it just really rubs me the wrong way. 我真是受不了他们这种方式啊。Rub somebody the wrong way.So if you rub somebody the wrong way, meaning you make somebody annoyed, pissed, or angry. So usually you've done this without purpose. 那么经常是无意中的冒犯，或者说是无意中的惹恼了某人。What are you going to get out of him if you rub him up the wrong way? 你要是不小心把他惹毛了，你有什么好处？ She tends to rub people up the wrong way. 她习惯性的就冒犯了别人。And the next phrase we're going to take a look at is green light. He says he has practically green lighted everything things she has put forward.
所有他提出来的任何东西都能够通过。
Green light. So if you green light something means you allow something to happen, to do.
那么就是我们经常说的准许通过开绿灯。
For example, the government has decided to give the green light to the plan.
政府已经决定批准该计划。
The president gave him a green light, and in the next 3 years, he recreated his role at the company completely.
总统给了他一次机会，接下来三年里，他重塑了自己在公司里的角色。
And the next phrase in collocations in use is put in a good word. Put in a good word. And in the conversation, she says, I'm sure Richard put in a good word for her.
我肯定 Richard 跟他说情了，跟他说好话了。
So put in a good word means you praise somebody to somebody else. Usually we do this to help people to get a better job, get a better position, or a better opportunities.
说好话，说情。
For example, only those who keep a dialogue going will be able to put in a word for persons in need of intercession.
只有健谈的人才能在别人有难时帮忙说情。
Only those, 这是一个倒装句，高中就学过的一种语法。Keep a dialogue going or keep a conversation going,
就是能够让对话持续下去的人，就是非常健谈的人。
Will be able to put in a good word for persons,
才能够帮别人干嘛呢？
In need of,
需要什么的时候。
In need of intercession.
Intercession, 调停，说情。
Intercession.I'll put in a good word for you with the management.
我会帮你跟管理层说好话的。在今天的文化点滴中，我们来探讨一下关于 office gossip, 办公室闲聊的一些问题。
Office gossip is a type of informal conversation in which we tell secrets or rumors about other people or other departments. Gossip is often called water cooler chit-chat.Since the water cooler is where colleagues meet by chance and discuss things that are happening in the office.
办公室八卦是一种比较随意的聊天，一般可能会聊一些关于他人或者其他部门的一些小秘密，或者是一些流言蜚语。八卦也叫茶水式闲聊，同事之间可能偶然在饮水机旁相遇，就聊聊办公室最近的一些事儿，聊聊办公室最近发生的一些事儿。
And here are some things you can do in water cooler chit-chat.
那么这些呢是我们在闲聊的时候可以谈的一些话题。
Ask questions.
多问问题。
It's often said the key to being a good conversationalist is being a good listener.
我们经常说呀，要成为一位良好的沟通者 ,a good conversationalist. 首先要成为一位良好的倾听者 ,a good listener.
People love talking about themselves.
人人都喜欢讨论自己，哪个人不喜欢呢？
So, get them talking.
就让他们多聊自己。 那么接下来我们可以问一些后续的问题，让对话持续的进行 to make the conversation going。那比如我们可以问一些最近他们正在做的一些事情 like So how do you manage to write a novel in your spare time? 诶，你是如何做到在业余时间就能写出一本小说的？ Or Mary's a senior? How's her college hunt going? Mary 是高管吗？她这次的大学招聘效果如何呢？ Collect tidbits about your coworkers. 收集同事的一些趣闻。Every person you work with has two or three go-to subjects they're always happy to talk about. 每个人呢都可能有两到三个感兴趣的话题。So make mental notes as you interact with them. 所以每次与对方交流的时候注意记一下这些话题，这样下次见面时才能有更多话题的探讨。Compliments are always welcome. 不要吝啬你的赞美。If someone is wearing an interesting necklace, ask them where they got it, and hope it leads to an interesting story. 假如对方买了一串很美的项链，你可以问他在哪儿买这么漂亮的项链。我也想给我女朋友买一条，推荐一下呗。接着再问一些相关的问题 ，ask some follow-up questions. 再比如说，你很喜欢某人的发型，就可以问他：哎，你的发型在哪儿做的？如此之帅气。对方听了肯定会很高兴。心情大好就有跟你聊下去的欲望，长此以往对方就知道你是一个非常好的人，很会跟别人聊天，也很会夸别人，因此啊，也就可以结交很多办公室的一些人脉。 Current events， 聊聊时事。 Update yourself on what's been happening recently and you will have a handful of topics to discuss with people。 关注最近发生的一些时事，你就会有大把的话题可聊。当然了，也并不是所有的人都关心时事政治，很多年轻人呢对正经的新闻一点不感冒，但是聊起花边新闻来说，那可是一点都不含糊。 TV, movies, books. Chatting about pop culture can be one of the easiest ways to click with someone if you can find something you both enjoy. 流行文化可能是比较容易与人聊得来的一些方式， click with someone 与人聊得来，在双方都感兴趣的前提下，彼此之间呢就有可能分享很多特定的话题，借此就打开了话匣子，也就无话不说了。 Local topics， 当地的一些话题。 Talking about things going on in the community around you is another easy way to find common discussion ground。 聊聊当地社区最近的一些事情，也是另外一种找到共同话题的方式。Sports, sports, sports. If you follow a sport, any sport, and can find someone who does the same, you are set for conversational topics for the rest of your time at your company. 如果你喜欢运动的话，任何一种运动都可以，并且还找到了跟你有共同爱好的同事，估计在公司剩下的时间也就是天天的聊这些话题了。感谢同学们学习吉米老师的课程，更多免费课程大家可以关注微信公众号随时随课，随时的随，时间的时，课程的课，随时随课，我在这里陪大家一起学好英语。